The Gemara in Sanhedrin on Daf Mem Beis discusses three halachos about where the execution of condemned criminals has to take place. The first halacha is that it cannot take place in Beis Din; it must take place outside of Beis Din. And this is derived from a pasuk where it says, "Hotzei et es hamekalel." You have to take out the person who is mekalel es Hashem, which is a capital crime. You have to take him out of Beis Din before you execute him. The second halacha is that the execution has to take place outside of Gimel Machanos, outside of places that have the Kedusha, even of only the Machane Yisrael. For sure, it can't take place in what's called the Machane Shechino, which parallels the Makom HaMishkan in the Midbar, but it cannot take place in the Machane Leviya, which parallels the place where Moshe Rabbeinu and the three families of Leviim were encamped. Not only can it not take place in any place that has Kedusha, the sanctity of those areas, it cannot either take place in a place which has the Kedusha of Machane Yisrael, which parallels the place in the Midbar where the 12 Shvatim were encamped. The execution has to take place outside of any place that has either of these three levels of Kedusha. So again, the first halacha outside of Beis Din, the second halacha outside of the three Machanos. And this is derived, the Gemara is going to give three possibilities. Two of them have to do with the pasuk of Hotzeis and Mechalel. It says, take him out, take him out, take him out. So one, take him out, is for each of the Machanos. And the second possibility, right, is that we learn it out from Igzei Shava, from Kadshim, because certain Parim HaNisrafim, certain Karbanos, have to be burned outside of the Beis HaMikdash, but not only outside the Beis HaMikdash, but even outside of Harabayis, which parallels Machane Leviya, and even outside of Yerushalayim, which parallels Machane Yisrael. So just like those Karbanos have to be burned outside of all three camps, so too prisoners are executed outside of the three camps of the three Kedushos. So that's a second halacha with three passable sources. And finally, the third halacha is that the execution must take place far, far away from Beis Din. And this is not derived from a pasuk, but rather it's derived from a svara for one of two reasons. Either because we don't want Beis Din to look like murderers. We don't want people to think that this Beis Din is too associated with murder. That's not a good association for people to make. And second of all, because we want there to be a significant time lapse in between the condemnation and the execution, so that in case there's any additional evidence that surfaces, we won't execute him too hastily, but we'll be able to bring him back and reconsider the case if new evidence surfaces. So these are the three halachos: out of Beis Din, out of Shalosh Machanos, and far away from Beis Din, even if Beis Din happens to be outside of the Shalosh Machanos. Now, when we talk about the Machane Yisrael, when we talk about the Kedusha, because Machane Yisrael was imbued with Kedusha, as we'll discuss soon, but when we talk about Machane Yisrael, there's actually two places or two types of places in Eretz Yisrael that are imbued with Kedusha's Machane Yisrael. One of those places is Yerushalayim, and the second of those places are any city which is surrounded by a wall from the times of Yeshua is imbued with Kedusha's Machane Yisrael. And one might suggest that these are really, even though they both are called Kedushas Machane Yisrael, there really are two separate dinim of Kedushas Machane Yisrael. Because, just by way of Hakdama, I'll mention the following. We know that there's a machlokes in Gemara about whether the Kedusha Rishona, the Kedusha with which Eretz Yisrael was imbued at the time of Yeshua's conquest, there's a machlokes in Tanoim about whether their Kedusha became batel when the Jews were exiled in the days of Nebuchadnezzar by the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash HaRishon, or whether their Kedusha remained forever and ever. And the Rambam gives a very perplexing psak. The Rambam says that the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, the Kedusha of the land across its width and its breadth, for the purposes of Trumos and Maisos, etc., etc., became nullified, it became batel when the Jews were exiled, when Babylonia conquered Eretz Yisrael. However, the Kedusha of the Makom HaMikdash, the Kedusha that enables us to bring Karbanos in the Makom HaMikdash, was not batel, and that contributes to many of the other halachos that involve the Makom HaMikdash. That Kedusha, he says, was not batel even after Eretz Yisrael was conquered by the Babylonians. And the reason is, he says, because the Kedushas Eretz Yisrael is a separate Kedusha, but the Kedusha of Makom HaMikdash is Kedushas Shechina. It's a Kedusha that stems from the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu dwelled in this place. And the Kedushas Shechina is harder to become Batel than the Kedusha of the rest of Eretz Yisrael. So one might suggest as follows. When we talk about Machane Yisrael, There's two separate issues. Issue number one is that the Machane Yisrael surrounds the Machane Leviyah, and the Machane Leviyah surrounds the Machane Shechina. So one part of what contributes towards Kedushas Machane Yisrael is the Kedushas HaShechina. There's Kedushas Machane Yisrael, which stems from its proximity to the Shechina. And that is uniquely applicable to Yerushalayim, because in Yerushalayim, the city surrounded Harabayis, and the Harabayis surrounded the Beis HaMikdash, and Mimela, the city is Kadosh because of its proximity to the Makom HaMikdash, to the Machane Shechina. However, there's a separate din of Kedushas Machane Yisrael, and that is, it's Kadosh because Jews dwell there in great numbers. And that is the second Kedusha, which extends to all of the Ayaros HaMukafos Choma in Eretz Yisrael. It's not simply a function of proximity to the Shechina, because there could be an Ir HaMukaf Choma at the far end of Eretz Yisrael. It's not proximate to the Shechina at all. But because Jews dwell there, because it's a Makom Kavua, or was Nikba as a Makom, as a place for a large group of Jews to dwell, so therefore it has Kedushas Machane Yisrael. So these are two separate dinim in Kedushas Machane Yisrael. Now the question is, when we learn out that that people who are Chayiv Misa have to be taken out of all three Machanos, meaning they have to be taken out of the Machane Yisrael, one can ask the following. Is this a din in the Kedushas HaShechina? They have to be taken out of Kedushas Machane Yisrael because of Machane Yisrael's proximity to the Shechina. It sort of extends the influence of the Shechina even to there. Or is it that they have to be taken out of Kedushas Machane Yisrael because the Makom is Kadosh, because Jews are dwelling there, and they have to therefore be taken out, you know, in order to escape that Kedusha of Jews dwelling there, but not so much because of the proximity to the Shechina, but simply because of the Kedusha which is imbued in the land by its Jewish inhabitants. So I believe that this may be a machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos in our sugya. Tosfos, when he brings down the halacha that in any year hamukaf choma in Eretz Yisrael, murderers are executed outside of the city, he says it's pashut. Why? Because all the cities in Eretz Yisrael have kedushas machane Yisrael. So therefore, when you're carrying out an execution, it must be outside of the walled city, because that way it's outside of the place that has kedushas. Machane Yisrael. So Tosfos clearly understands that in the Midbar, when we took people who were Chayiv Misa out of Machane Yisrael, it wasn't simply because of its proximity to the Shechina, but rather it's because the Machane Yisrael has Kedusha and executions can't take place in a place which has Kedusha. However, if you look at Rashi and the Yad Ramah, they give a little bit of a different explanation. They say, In Yerushalayim, so a murderer has to be taken out of the city because Yerushalayim has Kedushas Machane Yisrael. And in all other cities that are Mukafos Choma, we also have to take the murderer out of the city. Dumya to Yerushalayim, similar to Yerushalayim. So he doesn't say directly that murderers must be taken out of walled cities because they have Kedushas Machane Yisrael. He says they have to be taken out of walled cities and all the rest of Eretz Yisrael in order to make them similar to Yerushalayim. So perhaps Rashi holds that the Ikar HaDin of taking a murderer out of the three camps in the Midbar was a din that was tali in proximity to the Shechina. And that only applies in Eretz Yisrael to Yerushalayim, to the Kedushas Machane Yisrael of Yerushalayim. It doesn't apply to the Kedushas Machane Yisrael of the other Ayaros HaMukafos Choma. So therefore Rashi has to say that by the other Ayaros HaMukafos Choma, the reason that murderers are executed outside of the city is simply in order for them to be similar to Yerushalayim, and is not at all because of a concern for their own Kedusha that's imbued in them by their Jewish residents. So that's one interesting Ha'ara. There's two types of Kedushas Machane Yisrael. One type is from proximity to the Shechina, the other type has to do with its Jewish residents. I want to turn very quickly also to a second issue that pertains to the Kedushas Machane Yisrael, and that is the Machlokas in our Sugya between Tosfos and the Chidush Yaran. And the Chidush Yaran also takes the same tack as Tosfos does in Maseches Ksubos and the Tosfos Harash in Maseches Ksubos. Basically, the issue is as follows. The Gemara says in our Sugya that an execution can never take place inside of an Ir HaMukaf Choma. Why? Because that Ir has Kedushas Machane Yisrael. On the other hand, the Gemara in Ksubo says that for Ovdei Avodah Zarah, under some circumstances, and similarly, let's say, a Naira Bas Kohen Shezinsa, both of these people have, there's a death penalty, and in both of the cases, we're supposed to give them Skila, right, if the city, let's say, has a majority of Jewish inhabitants, so then we can be Sokal them at the gate of the city. And if there's a minority of Jewish inhabitants and the majority of the citizens are non-Jewish, so then we give them skila at the gate of Beis Din. At the gate of Beis Din, that's where we give them skila. So Tosfos in our sugya says there's a special gzeiras hakasuv that overrides all the other gzeiras hakasuvs, even though be'etzem they're supposed to have skila outside of Beis Din and outside of the Sholosh Machanos and far away from Beis Din. But in the case of these two averos of avodah zarah and nayrim orah and bas kohen shezinsa, under certain circumstances when we can't be mekayim the onish other ways, there's a gzeiras hakasuv that says that they're supposed to get skila al pesach Beis Din, and that gzeiras hakasuv overrides anything that appears in our sugya. However, Tosfos and Ksubos and the Chidushi Aran give a slightly different answer. And there's a number of problems that are posed by this Gemara and Ksubos. The one I want to focus on is in this Ir Sharuba Goyim. So then you're supposed to give them Skila not on the gate of the city, which one could interpret as being outside the city, but rather on the gate of Beis Din, which one can interpret as being inside of the city. So Tosfos and in Ksubos and the Aran answer that when the city has a majority of non-Jewish citizens, so then it loses its Kedusha, even though it has Kedushas. Even though it was Ari Chometz and Ira Mukav Chomim in most Yoshua, so one would think it's imbued with Kedushas Machane Yisrael. Zok Tosfos, no. Any time that the census reveals that there's a minority of Jewish inhabitants, it loses its Kedusha of Machane Yisrael, and therefore one is not over, one does not transgress the prohibition against executing people within an area that's imbued with Kedushas Machane Yisrael if he executes such a person in a city that's Mukav Choma but that has a majority of non-Jewish citizens. So I think that what's pshat in this machlokes between Tosfos over here, who doesn't seem to agree with that assumption, who would seem to say that even when there's a majority of Goyish citizens, still it has Kedushas Machane Yisrael, and Tosfos in Ksubos who says that no, majority of Goyish citizens takes away the Kedushas Machane Yisrael. So I think one might understand as follows, that it's the dwelling of Jews in the city that imbues the city in Eretz Yisrael with Kedusha. That's pashtos of what the Gemara says in Ksubos. And therefore, if the majority of citizens are not Jewish, so then there's an insufficient populace to imbue the city with Kedusha. Passively. And then Tosfos and Arsugi would hold and know that what creates Kedusha as Machane Yisrael may not be the present dwelling of a majority of Jews in this city, but rather, it may be more of a historical fact, the fact that Yeshua was Koveya, that this place is Keneged Machane Yisrael. Or maybe it's the Kedushas Haaretz. We know that the Eretz Yisrael has its own Kedusha, perhaps, independent of the Shechina, independent of Jews dwelling there. It may have its own Kedusha, like a wellspring of Kedusha that springs forth from its own source. So maybe it's Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, which is independent of its inhabitants. Or maybe it's like more of a historical Kedusha, that because there was many Jews lived here for a long time in dense population, so therefore it was imbued with Kedusha for all times, at least until some drastic, catastrophe happens, like an invasion, in which case the Kedusha goes off. So I think that, again, two issues. Number one, whether the Kedusha, which prevents executions from taking place in the city, is the Kedusha of proximity to the Shechina, or the Kedusha of Jews dwelling there. And even that, the Kedusha of Jews dwelling there, do we understand that as being a here and now, a Kedusha which every moment derives from the inhabitants of the city right now, or whether that Kedusha is something which derives from some other source, like the Kedusha Eretz Yisrael, or the historical dwelling of Jews in this city.